Produced by women about women, Powerful Women Let's Talk is a series of interviews with women who have helped shape our community and transform who we are and how we live.
I'm Shelley Irwin. Today's powerful woman has climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. She has a container house in Belize. She doesn't like sand, and she's an Iron Man. She has a day job as well. Diane Griffin is the owner and CEO of the Griffin Properties Residential Real Estate Team and the operating principal for Keller Williams Grand Rapids North Market Center. It's a local branch comprised of over 100 agents in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Internationally, she serves as chair of the board for Keller Williams United Kingdom, and well, the list goes on. Her entrepreneurial success over the last 25 years, combined with her passion for coaching and educating, brings a unique combination of experience, strategic direction, and commitment to excellence into every new venture. So please welcome to this powerful Women Let's Talk adventure, Diane Griffin. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
I'm glad that you are here, and I hope that the Iron Man medal sits prominently on your fireplace mantle.
It does. I am very proud of that accomplishment. I have a tattoo to show it as well.
Okay, well, we might get to that later. What do you see at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro?
It is absolutely stunning, and it's very cold. So you're above the clouds, and when we climbed, we reached the summit as the sun was coming up. So to watch the sun sort of crest the earth from that perspective was absolutely spectacular.
Congratulations on your avocational and, of course, vocational successes. Do you remember the day you bought your first house?
I do, very specifically. So I've been in Grand Rapids for 30 years. I moved here right after university for my first career position. And only I rented for about a year and then bought my first house when I was 22. So I remember where it is. I owned it for a very long time and I still drive by it regularly.
What got you passionate for real estate as a career?
Honestly, as a career, it's my mother. She didn't do real estate while I was growing up, but she did. She has done it for 30 years, and it's been a very good career for her. And so she kept telling me, she said, okay, you know, I think you should try real estate. It's really great. You should try it. And I don't know about you, but whatever your mother says, I do the opposite mostly.
Yes.
And then finally I said, okay, I'll give it a go. And so she was really the impetus.
Do you remember selling your first house?
I do, yes. The very first house was unusual in that the sellers had a very large snake tank.
Oh.
So it was actually known as the snake house forever. That was the first house.
Diane, what makes Griffin Properties stand out?
What makes us stand out is Griffin Properties is absolutely 100% dedicated to community. Our business has been built on community relations and community involvement. And we just are, the whole team is part of the foundation. We just believe very strongly that you give first and good things come back to you. And so that's how the business has been built. It's repeat and referral.
And yet you've brought this opportunity internationally. How'd that happen?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to be part of Keller Williams. We're the largest real estate company in the world. We are in right now over 47 countries. And they are all about whatever opportunity you want, it's available. If you do the work and you meet the people and make things happen. So I just saw that I'm a builder, right? I like to look at an opportunity, figure out how to build it, and really figure out who I should be building it with. And then I get out of the way, and other people take those over and continue and make them better than I could. So for me, the international piece came from that Keller Williams has international focus, and I really wanted to get on the bandwagon. So 5 years ago, I opened a market center like the one we have here in Grand Rapids North. I opened one in Leeds, England. And that opportunity, I was one of the first Americans with international opportunity, so that really opened. So I was able, after that, to be involved in both Belize and Poland.
Wow.
Yeah, and so then Worldwide came to me and said, we think you can do great things with the United Kingdom. Are you interested? And I said, yes.
Let's talk about leading. In my opinion, powerful women lead. How do you lead and what's working to make you powerful?
I lead by asking a lot of questions, right? For me, my leadership is all about creating opportunity for people in my world. So I don't know what opportunities are going to be available to them unless I know where what their goals are and have conversation around what that looks like. I'm not always the one who can help them, but I usually can find somebody who can. So I think of myself as a connector, and I think being a connector is a big piece of the leadership. So I do that. Then I also am not a micromanager. Many people in my world, you know, they'll have a success and they'll have a failure. And they said, oh, but you might have been able to tell me, I could have avoided that. I was like, no, we have to learn by doing that. And so getting out of the way and allowing people to learn on their own and make some mistakes, I feel has been very successful in the leadership component for me.
What are leadership traits you'd like to see in your leaders?
Oh, I really like to have people who have a vision, right? A really clear vision and who can articulate that without too many words, right? If you're going to be able to stand at the top of a mountain and shout what you're doing, it needs to be concise so people remember exactly what that was. So for me, that's having the vision. And then the other thing is, well, two more things. One is being learning-based. The world changes constantly and we have to keep learning and keep improving. And then the other piece is to have the grit. I mean, in order to really persevere through all kinds of times and challenges and uncharted territory, grit is an essential component.
What does it take to find your own voice, your own Diane Griffin voice?
For me, it takes conversation with other people to understand what triggers me, right? So if somebody's talking about something, I'll either think, oh my gosh, yes, I agree, or I don't agree with that. And I don't just back down. I will stand up and say what it is that I agree or disagree with. So a lot of that comes from the conversation. And it also comes from me feeling clear about what my direction is.
You've climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. You have an Iron Man tattoo. But you also are an operating principal for both a U.S. and U.K. company. Is this the answer to where does balance play its role in the life of you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the answer is it's always an area for improvement because also my health is very important. So trying to figure out how to run businesses and stay healthy is that. And it's been a roller coaster. When I first got into the business, I was the queen of dashboard dining. I gained 60 pounds. It was not a very healthy lifestyle. And it was taking a toll on me physically. And I knew I needed to do something different. And then I sort of swung the other way where I was like doing so much physically that I felt that I wasn't holding up on. So one of the things that we talk a lot about instead of balance is counterbalance, because really having to juggle is the important piece and not really letting any one of those things hit the ground. When I struggle with balance, again, I reach out and look for mentors, look for accountability partners, and I have different accountability partners with each of my areas, and that helps me with the counterbalance.
Diane, in our prep, you disclosed that you have an insurmountable work ethic. How important is work ethic today?
Oh, I think it's more important than ever. I mean, we talk a lot about win-win and do the right thing. And the reality is win-win doesn't resonate with everybody. And the right thing is different for a lot of people. So I just need to stick true to where I believe and what I think and stay focused on that. And I spend time with people who are in that same category. If people are acting in unethical ways or win-lose ways, I don't really spend time with them. You know, there are plenty of great people, and I look for those people.
You mentioned earlier you were a connector. How do you build community relationships?
For me, it's showing up, right? You show up and you be present and you meet people and you support businesses, support local businesses, support local people, and not financial is great. Everybody needs help financially, but I think it's really feet on the ground and getting your hands dirty and helping in that way. And I believe that that's, you show up first and then the community sees you.
In your profession, how does competition work? Are women able to build up other women?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we do. I mean, it's a really big focus. This industry is fascinating because there are more women in real estate than there are men, but most of the top agents are men. And when you start looking more around the country, that balance is shifting. more and more women are becoming more savvy and stronger business leaders, and we're starting to see that shift. So I feel like it's an amazing opportunity for women in real estate right now.
What do you do for fun besides run and climb mountains?
I spend a lot of time on my pontoon boat. I love that. We have a pontoon boat right here in Grand Rapids, and I fortunately can do a lot of work from my boat. So a lot of what I do is calls and coaching, and so I can do that from anywhere, and it has a really peaceful feeling. I use that boat for my Ironman swim training as well in the lake, so it's multi-purpose. But as far as fun, we have our house in Belize, and it's a really fun place to go, and we have a whole nice group of friends there. So when we can get there, we definitely go and spend time, and that's a fun piece as well. And I have some really close friend connections, and most of those people, a few live in Grand Rapids, but a lot of them live all over. I was told many years ago that there'll be a time in your life when you have to fly to see your friends. And I thought, well, that's crazy. I actually laughed, I'm pretty sure. And now that's true. And I'm doing that, flying to see friends, and that's an important component to me.
I'm not quite ready to leave the Ironman conversation.
Okay.
What drove you to do this event?
Yes. Well, I've been doing triathlons for about 10 years. I do 8 to 10 per year, and I really enjoy that. I've done mostly the sprint and Olympics, so a little bit shorter distance, but I went to see a friend do Ironman Austria, and to be present in the crowd and feel that energy and watch the emotion as people cross that line, I thought, this is something I have to do. And I thought, okay, here's what I'll do. I'll do a half, and that maybe that'll be enough. But as I started training for the half, I was training with a friend, and we sort of talked each other into doing the full. So we signed up at the same time, hit send, and we're like, okay, not fully knowing what I was getting into from a time commitment. But I'm really happy I did. I feel so proud.
But I understand Diane Griffin doesn't like sand nor salt water.
That's right. Neither. It makes some triathlons a little complicated because sometimes you have to run along the beach, but we figure it out.
What is this container house in Belize?
Yeah, it's just made of shipping containers. There are two 40-foot shipping containers. They're 20 feet wide, just like this kind you see on boats or on backs of trucks. And they're separated by another 20 feet. So we just have about 1,000 square feet. It's up on stilts, so it's 9 feet off the ground, and it's right on the water. So it gets great breeze. Just one bedroom, one bath. So it's really just our little hangout place. And it's a nice combination between cozy and modern.
You go to Burning Man every year. What's
I
this?
Do. Yeah. How much time do we have? No. Burning Man is an amazing event. I've been 3 years, and this year it's not happening, but the community around it is incredible. The camp that I'm part of is called the Lovin' Oven, and we make fresh bread every day. We serve anywhere from 500 to 800 people a day, fresh bread, and it's free. That's our gift. So it's a gifting community. It's not barter, it's gifting. And I'm also part of the core members of our group. So we work on our camp all year long. I'm in charge of the kitchen, and we make 3 meals a day for 46 members of our camp. And so I do the menus and buy the food and make all the directions so people can help. So it's a giving and loving camp.
Share a motto or recommendation of a good book.
One of the books that we've read recently that I like is Grit by Angela Duckworth. And it just really helps you. Even when you feel like you're gritty, you read this and it really helps you dig in and figure out ways that you can be more so.
You mentioned that earlier in our What It Takes to Be a Leader.
Yes, that's right.
And yet you're still reading about it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we read constantly. I say we because we do it as a team. We do it as a market center. For me, it's usually books on, audiobooks or podcasts.
What's the next step for Diane?
The next step for me is to hit I have a goal of having 20 passive income streams, and I'm at 18. So my goal is to get those additional 2 passive income streams within the next year. So I'll be at 20. And I say passive, I'm still active in 3 of the businesses, very much so. And my goal is to change my activity, not be less active, but be differently active in those 3 businesses so that eventually they are truly passive. And then my goal is to travel a lot, love travel, but educate at the same time. So with Keller Williams being in 47 plus countries, I can travel just about anywhere I want to go, and I can pour into people and through coaching and leadership and training and motivating. And that is really what fills me up. And my goal is that the businesses I have support financially the ability to do that so that I can go and offer that and not be charging for it. Just another gift back.
Is it still location, location, location?
It's always location. Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Diane Griffin, our powerful woman. That does it for this edition of Powerful Women Let's Talk. I'm Shelley Irwin.
Produced by women about women, these powerful podcasts focus on powerful women and how their strength transforms who we are and how we live. Want to hear more Powerful Women Let's Talk? Get additional interviews at WGVU.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and subscribe. Powerful Women Let's Talk is produced by WGVU at the Meyer Public Broadcast Center at Grand Valley State University. The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of WGVU, its underwriters, or Grand Valley State University.